Well, guess what? It's not just kids who are getting ready to go back to school. Your pets are also prepping. Live with us now is Dr. Paws, veterinarian Dr. Katie Nelson. Dr. Nelson, welcome back.
Well, thank you, guys.
How does this pertain? Yeah, it has. We missed you. How does this catch us up? How does this back to school thing pertain to pets?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, we've all been around this whole summer, and we've maybe been going on vacation, or we've been just kind of hanging out around the house a lot more. We've had the kids around the house a lot more as well, and our dogs and our cats have gotten used to that. But now, if they're going back to school, everybody's going to be gone again. We've got all of these things we're going to be doing. Our schedules are filling up again, so really, we're going to be around a whole lot less than we have been for the last 2 months. And that can definitely bring on some anxiety for our pets, and it can also mean less exercise for our pets. So we really need to try and plan ahead for that. Try to set aside some time to really spend some good quality time with your dog and your cat. It'll be therapeutic not only for your dog, but for you and your kids as well. And also make sure that you've got an exercise plan in place for everyone. And if it requires having a dog walker or someone like that come in, make sure you plan ahead for that.
Now, even though this is cyclical, seasonal for us, we're accustomed to it, or at least we've learned how to adjust to it. But for pets, does this show itself in any kind of behavioral or psychological problems when there are fewer people around and they may have some separation anxiety?
Well, absolutely. You nailed it. Separation anxiety is absolutely a real condition, and it can be very much traumatizing, not only for the dog, but for everyone who has to live with that dog as well. So, you know, if you are having some behavioral issues with your pet, feel free to talk with your veterinarian about it. Perhaps call in the help of a trainer about that so that you can really get that under control. I lived with a dog for 15 years that had separation anxiety, and I got to tell you, it brings on the biggest level of anxiety for the people in the house as well as for the dog.
I've got one like that, too. So let me ask you, how long is too long to leave your pet home alone without letting them out or having them being taken for a walk?
Well, you know, that really is going to depend very much on the size of your dog as well as the age of your dog. So, you know, an older dog is probably going to have to go more. Younger, like puppies, are obviously going to have to go out more as well. Whereas your adult dogs, I mean, the adult dogs are probably, for a medium-sized breed, going to be okay for maybe up to 5 hours or so. But, you know, my rule of thumb is generally if you've got a small to medium-sized dog, probably every 3 to 4 hours is a good idea to try to aim for someone being able to take that pet out. And for a larger dog, you may be able to get, you know, 4 to 5, maybe even up to 6, depending on the dog. But really, if you can have somebody come in, give them a nice lunch break, and maybe even an afternoon little walk, that would be really helpful for them.
Dr. Nelson, only a few seconds left. I have to ask you about something that apparently is quite popular, and it's giving dog owners a chance to air their grievances. It is something that's called dog shaming, where they're taking pictures of their pets who may have done some naughty things around the house, and they're putting some funny little signs there to describe what's happening, and they're uploading these pictures to the internet.
That is one of, I actually had to go look this up the other day, and it is so funny. I know it sounds terrible, but it's really so funny.
There's it is.
A cute little picture of a dog that says, "I hid meat in the couch." You know, I mean, just so funny. And another one that said, that I think that it's acceptable to burp in my owner's faces while they're eating. You know, I mean, there's some of them out there that are just hilarious. And so if you've got a naughty dog, I think it's just a way to kind of blow off a little bit of steam.
Good therapy, huh?
Yeah, and who doesn't like to look at cute pictures of dogs?
And we've got them on our website, too, at WTOP.com. Check them out.
You can search bad dog and find it. It's quite humorous.
All right, Dr. Paws, our Katie Nelson, thanks so much for joining us once
again.
Absolutely.
You guys have a great day.
You too.